Today is Thursday, August 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, like I said yesterday, we got the art in yesterday for Above Our Mantle. And, I don't know. Mark said several times last night, I don't know, I think it may look like a grandma. We suck at picking out design items and whatever. I don't know. I keep looking at it and it's nice, but I don't know. I mean, I can't decide if I like it or not. And we spent, you know, good money. It wasn't super expensive, but I mean, it's a large piece of art. It's, I don't know, 60 inches by 60 inches. So that would be, I don't know, I can't do the math quickly, but somewhere between 4 and 5 feet square. And it's a metallic abstract looking with blue and white and some gold. And I don't know, but you know, it is what it is. We've got it now. If we decide we don't like it, we can move it to a different room and get something else. I'm not really sure. We're still debating about it. And I did not cook last night. I have to admit. I didn't get a grilled chicken sandwich either. I was so bad. I was stressed out after my rehearsal and I was like, "Ugh. I just want to get Whataburger." So I got Whataburger and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I was reading an article today that was saying, "Oh, the way that you fight aging, or here are 5 ways to fight aging. None of them are negotiable. You have to do every single one of them, you know, or whatever the case may be." And one of them was that you need to eat healthy, but eat more vegetables, less protein, and don't eat fast food. Don't eat all this. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm aging myself. I'm going to die 5 years earlier or something because of that Whataburger I had last night. It's crazy. So I did that. I mean, it is what it is. And so I got that, you know, I can't undo it now. And, you know, speaking of fast food, I just read today that Taco Bell on September the 2nd, you know, I know I was just saying, oh my gosh, I've got to stop eating fast food. Taco Bell on September 2nd apparently is going to release their version of a fried chicken sandwich, you know, because we're having all these fried chicken sandwich wars all over the place, you know, Popeyes and then, you know, McDonald's came out. When McDonald's came out with their new crispy chicken sandwich, the fried chicken sandwich, they got rid of the grilled chicken sandwich from their menu. They used to have a grilled chicken sandwich option and they removed it when they brought their new improved crispy chicken sandwich. What I just want to say, I didn't really enjoy all that much. I think the Popeyes is the best. KFC also came up with a new one. I feel like Burger King probably did as well. I think Arby's, I don't know. Everybody's trying to do all these chicken sandwiches. So now, Wendy's is now on September 2nd releasing this fried chicken, air quotes, sandwich. It's in a wrap. Well, not a wrap. It's like it's like the shape of a taco shell, but it's a flatbread, like a pita. You know, but it's their version of that, like the Mexican version of that or the Taco Bell version. They do. And they use that same wrap for their other things that I don't remember the names of. But anyway, they have other things that use that same wrap. So now I'm like, oh, on September 2nd, we need to go to Taco Bell and try their chicken sandwich. But again, another 3 years off my life if I do that, and 3 pounds. On my waist. So we had Whataburger. We watched television. Again, nothing exciting. We spent time staring at the wall and saying, or, you know, staring at the art and going, oh, Do we like this or do we not like this? This is what we do. Well, I mean, we spend all this time looking around and be like, oh, you know, let's pick something. And finally, I'm like, okay, we just have to bite the bullet. We have to buy something. We have to get something. We're never going to make a decision. We just have to make a decision. And then it gets here, and then we're both staring at it going, oh, I don't know. What do you think? Well, what do you think? Well, what do you think? You know, and neither one of us know. And so anyway. So tonight, I think, because I promised Daniel that we would, that the first drink that I have out of the Bartesian was going to be on Mix Minus. But I haven't bought any alcohol for it. So I need to go to the liquor store tonight and buy at the very least some vodka, because I'm out of vodka, or I'm very low on vodka, not enough to put in the machine. But it also has bottles for whiskey and tequila and something else, rum. And so I don't know if I want to buy all four of those things and go ahead and put them in, you know, or if I just want to buy one so that I can try, because the drink mixes that I bought require multiple different types of alcohol, depending on what drink you're drinking, obviously. So I'm not really sure if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to get all of those or just one of them. I don't really know what brands to get for tequila, although I think I want to get a clear tequila, because for some reason in my brain, I don't like tequila, okay? But I'm like, well, I'm going to give it a fair shot. You know, maybe I'll love the mixed drinks with tequila that the Bartesian makes. Plus, I don't want to have one empty bottle in the tequila slot. So anyway, so I'm like, I'm going to do that, but maybe I'll do the clear one, because in my mind, that's going to taste less horrible than the yellow one. I don't even know. But I feel like some of that horrible flavor is maybe in the barrel or whatever makes it that yellow color. So I need to go and buy some alcohol tonight and get that partially set up, because tomorrow I have another orchestra rehearsal. So we have they call it a retreat. And it's because they used to go away. They used to go to a lake and rent cabins. And I think the first year I was in the orchestra, they still did that. I can't remember now, but I feel like we did go off somewhere. And we would have cabins and, you know, and there, I have a memory of this, and I don't even know if it was something else, but, you know, they would rent cabins and you would go and spend the night and you have, I don't know, campfires and roast marshmallows and all that. But you would have rehearsals for 2 to 3 days. And that's why they call it the retreat, because originally it was a retreat. And for some reason they stopped going anywhere. And they just had it at the church. But you would go, they would provide dinner, you know, they give out prizes, like door prizes, and we rehearse. And he'll show us the plan for the, because we have a very elaborate Christmas, set of Christmas kind of concerts that we do. And he'll give us, the music director will give us an idea of, like, they have scripted parts, they have videos that they produce, like really high quality videos that will play during certain sections. There's dancing, there's costumes, there's, you know, lighting effects, there's orchestra, choir, like all this stuff. It's very, very complicated, very, you know, very much a production. And so he'll usually go over that. So I have that tomorrow night. I have to leave here at 5:00 right after work, go straight to the church. We have dinner and then we're rehearsing until 9:30. And then I have to rush back home because we have Mix Minus tomorrow night. So we're recording an hour late. So if I do any setup of the Bartesian, I need to do it tonight. So I think I'm going to be buying alcohol and setting up the Bartesian, but I promised him my first drink would be on Mix Minus. So that means I can't even make sure it's working tonight. Because to make sure it's working, I would have to drink. I don't want to waste it, you know? But I need to wash everything, put in the water, do all that kind of stuff. So I guess that's what I'm going to do tonight. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.